USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has arrived in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which will resume on Tuesday. He faces 34 felony charges of falsifying business records to conceal hush money payments before the 2016 election. Judge Juan Merchan is anticipated to hold a second hearing on Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. Cleanup efforts are underway following deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. According to Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest, the immediate priority is ensuring the safety of tornado victims.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. The other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
Among the casualties, a four-month-old was one of four people killed in Oklahoma, while another person died at a sports bar hit by a twister. The fatal tornadoes over the weekend caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma, and Minden, Iowa. Speaker Mike Johnson is still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene stated on Sunday that Johnson's days as speaker are numbered after he supported additional military aid for Ukraine. Greene filed a motion last month to remove Johnson, but it's uncertain if or when she'll bring the motion to a vote on the House floor. President Biden signed that $95 billion supplemental aid package into law last week, which provides assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Came after months of debate in Congress, particularly among Republicans, on whether to provide more aid for Ukraine.
A lot of the NATO countries have allowed their own industrial might to atrophy. So why are Americans subsidizing European security? We should be focused on our own problems, and that's mostly China.
That's Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance on Fox News Sunday. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A proposal by Senator Ted Cruz aiming to grant politicians special privileges at airports has been removed from an FAA reauthorization bill. The Texas Republicans sought security escorts and special screenings, a move criticized by the TSA, which opposed it, citing an unnecessary burden on the workforce. A recent study by the American Medical Association reveals a concerning trend. Individuals suffering from long COVID are at a higher risk of mental health issues. Examining over 25,000 U.S. adults, the study found that those with long COVID were twice as likely to face depression, anxiety, sleep disorders, cognitive impairments, and disabling fatigue compared to those without. It's almost enough to make you stop scrolling. Dull devices are now cool.
The Boring Phone is a new featureless flip phone that is feeding the growing appetites of younger people who want to trash their smartphones in favor of a dumb phone. This move of offlining or digital minimalism is also seen in Gen Z's declining use of social media. They are the only generation whose time on social media has fallen since 2021. But Apple and Samsung are not under threat yet. 9 out of 10 phones are smartphones, and dumb phones remain niche.
The Supreme Court has denied former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro's request to avoid prison. Navarro had sought emergency release from prison while appealing his contempt of Congress conviction. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.